I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Belmont is going to advance. Rick Bird has had 804 career wins as a coach, but he's going to remember 805, maybe more than any of them, because he has just notched, in his 33 years of coaching, his first trip to the NCAA tournament as an at-large team, and he's won his first NCAA tournament game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, and we're delighted to welcome in Casey Stern, Turner Sports, and MLB radio host, and he joins us on the hotline this morning. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the $7,000 off Jeeps. Good morning. How are you,
morning, Casey?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Well, I got to tell you, there's so much going on and there's so much to talk to you about because obviously you're doing March Madness stuff, NBA TV, NBA on TNT. You do it all. But the big news today is with baseball, and obviously there is a massive contract heading to Mike Trout. The best player in the game gets paid like it, and this changes. I mean, we thought $330 million was a big deal. 12 years at $430 for Trout? Wow, that just shatters the ceiling, which we thought was just shattered.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the irony is, and I think, look, here's the thing. We always like comparables in 2019, the world we live in. In the NBA, which I cover, we do it with players present and past, right? LeBron, Michael Jordan, who's the GOAT, if you will, which to me is not a question. Clearly, it's the 2-3 that wore it back where you guys are. I think when you look in baseball, there's nothing to compare to Mike Trout. I mean, with no disrespect at all to Bryce Harper, who is a terrific player, and I understand he's been inconsistent. I get it. I think part of it has been injuries. In the highest of the hype, we've seen a great season out of him winning an MVP 3-4 years ago. But he's not Mike Trout. We're talking about a guy who's a top five finisher in the MVP 7 times. It's happened with Bryce Harper once. Mike Trout this year, for the first time, went 3 days in a row without getting on base. Think about that. He's been around 7 years. So we're talking about a guy who is in a place all by himself. In no other sport do we deal with something like that. And I actually think that the Angels got a pretty sweet deal here. Because remember, you've got 2 years that are already tied in. So it's 365, it's not 430. You know, teams and agents, what they do nowadays in all these sports, is they spin numbers to make the numbers look like they want you to think versus what they are. It's really 10 at 365 if you look at it, because it's an extension beyond the next two. But either way, when you look at what Pujols got paid at the height of the hype when he was guaranteed the best in the game, what A-Rod got paid height of the hype when he was guaranteed best in the game, and you look compared to other players at that time, percentage above what they got paid comparatively to everybody else, and I think the Angels made out pretty darn good getting only $435, if you will, for the 12 years.
I don't disagree, Casey. I think when you look at the value of the franchise in 10 years and the way that baseball revenues have increased in the last several, you make a good argument. He is going to be an affordable, reasonable contract by the end of it if he continues to produce even close to the level that he's been producing. The question is, though, people look at that and they say, okay, he's overpaid. He's not the huge superstar. He's not the kind of, you know, transcendent player you see in other sports. But I think that's maybe a product of just his personality, the Angels playing on the West Coast. What do you attribute it to?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, I've gotten to talk to Mike a number of times. He's a really, he's a great kid. He's a family-oriented, look, the biggest news we've made out of the Mike Trout was when he called in the Weather Channel, right? I mean, that's really what's gotten the most attention. It's sad. I mean, I remember watching the NFC Championship game with the Eagles, and they dropped the lower third at the bottom of the screen, and I think it wasn't to say, hey, Mike Trout, there was to say, hey, by the way, this is Mike Trout, because nobody knew who he was. So, look, I think from a play standpoint, when you're talking about what he's done, he's earned it on the field. And that's the thing that I thought was most interesting, guys, because, I mean, you guys know this. I mean, in covering sports, we've all watched how it's changed, and the rhetoric has changed because of social media. And even though yesterday I was dealing with the tournament, obviously I was, you know, trying to fire away tweets and read and do all that as this happened yesterday morning. And I really didn't see anyone writing anything negative. Think about that just for a second. $435 million deal, right? We got a ton of money out there. Everybody hates everything nowadays. I mean, it literally is like, I always joke, like in the second Ghostbusters where all that ooze was going around Manhattan, and all that ooze is everywhere on social media about everything. No one said anything negative. That's how respected by even the media and the fans this guy's level of talent as the ultimate best on earth is. That's enough to get paid what he got paid.
Let's talk about the tournament. The games last night were a lot of fun. I thought the first game was just a good God, they came out, the Prairie View was shooting the heck out of it early, and then Fairleigh Dickinson came back. That was a real good basketball game. And, of course, in the second game, a lot of people like Belmont. A lot of people think that they can make a splash. And here we go again. We've got a couple of games tonight. St. John's Arizona State is cool because of the coaches, because everybody's familiar with them.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you've got Mullen and Hurley, I mean, I did a, on the NBA side, I called it a Clipper game going back, I was 2 weeks ago, was doing post-game, and he and Doc Rivers and Boylan both got ejected.
We
might have to get, like, some kind of a referee in a steel cage for these two tonight, because we're talking about two of the most intense competitors that we've ever seen. I can't wait for this. I mean, look, as a guy who my grandfather, who passed a long time ago, but went to St. John's. I grew up on Long Island. I didn't go there, but I mean, look, in the 80s, you know, Mark Jackson and Chris Mullin and Walter Berry and Jerry Glenn. I mean, those were my teams in college basketball at the time. So to see what Mully's done with that program is so good. And Bobby's done a great job on his side, too, and I think that's going to be a fantastic game. And then the interesting thing is, and look, we don't try and kind of oversell it. We understand. I mean, there aren't a lot of people who did not go there and aren't alums that know much about North Dakota State or North Carolina Central. But I will tell you this, NC Central, this is their third consecutive year in the first four, and they're 0-2. So, and they've got a great personality in Lavelle Moton, who's their coach. So maybe instead of the hat trick, maybe they kind of pull it off and find a way to get in the dance. Unfortunately, Zion would be awaiting them, but we won't talk about that yet.
Casey, that's I picked the upset of Duke in the first round here. So
that's such a good idea.
I think they're due.
Hey, you joke. I did post-game on TV. I was sitting there next to – I thought Seth Davis was going to have a heart attack sitting next to him watching UMBC beat Virginia a year ago.
Oh, my God.
So,
that was great.
Who knows?
Well, Casey, whether it's Belmont from last night or the winner of tonight's game or somebody else, is there a double-digit seed that you see going and making an upset in the first round, somebody who we will remember and talk about when the weekend ends?
Yeah, I think there's a few. I mean, first of all, anybody who hasn't seen John Morant play better book in on that 12-5 game between Marquette and Murray State. Because, first of all, Marquette's had a terrific player.
Yep.
So Marquette, that is a great – look, college basketball is about stars. You guys know this. I mean, stars and guards. That is a fantastic matchup in the West region. And I think, you know, Morant has a chance to be the best player in this draft in the NBA. He's probably going to be taking two, if not worse, three with Barrett in front of him. So there's a number of reasons to watch that, especially if you're a Bulls fan in that area and you're looking at the top picks. I think Seton Hall, even though – yeah, everybody likes Wofford. I don't think anybody knows where it is. I think because it sounds like waffles, everybody likes it. I can't. I'm really trying to figure it out. I do like food, and it's the morning when I get off the phone. I'm going to go have breakfast, so maybe that's what it is. But Seton Hall has a kid in Miles Powell, who's one of the best scorers in the country, and where they are situated at 10, with Wofford there, I think that's a 10-7 that probably goes the other way. If you're looking for something really kind of way out of left field, I think when you look at what we've gotten in the first four, we've had a team every single one of the 7 years win not only their game, but then get in and win another game. VCU, the first year, went all the way to the Final Four. I think Arizona State and St. John's, the winner of that team, is very capable of going ahead and knocking off Buffalo. And then I think even after that, maybe making a run. Both of those teams have a lot of talent. They're just very inconsistent. But I think the team in the first four this year that will win another game in the tourney will be the winner of that late game tonight.
Hmm. Oh, that's great. All righty, great stuff, Casey. Thanks a ton.
Casey.
We've been watching. We got True programmed in. We've got all the Turner channels, and it's great to talk baseball, too, with you. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'll forget all your names by Sunday. And I'll tell you, you went into a war of attrition. There's not enough coffee. I'm going to go have some Wofford, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Always appreciate it.
Great stuff. That's Casey Stern, Turner Sports and MLB Radio host.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.